Welcome to Job Title, where we dive into exactly that. The stories and experiences of real people with all kinds of job titles. In this episode, I talk with Katie Keekstra, who is a wedding planner. She has worked with over 140 couples in planning their wedding days, helping them through the options for everything from colors to cakes to flowers, managing a budget, and being alongside them through the emotions and opinions of everyone and everything. On the wedding day, she's a point person and a problem solver, quick on her toes and making sure that the couple has the pressure off of them for the logistics so they can simply enjoy the day. Listen now for a window into this job title. Welcome back to Job Title. I'm your host, Heidi Nykamp, and today I have Katie Keekstra with me. Hey, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
It's been a long time. So I used to babysit Katie and her siblings way back when, and we were chatting before coming on that like our age gap really isn't all that different once you become adults and everything, but that's just wild that I'm now interviewing someone that I babysat about what it is they do at their job. It's so wild.
It is so wild. And it feels so long ago, but it really wasn't.
I know.
Like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I think about 10 years ago. I don't even know if I could drive, which
yeah,
I biked yeah, I to your house.
You yes.
Those summer days. So much fun. Yes. Time flies. Well, we're going to jump into getting to know you a little bit more. So the first thing I like to ask before we actually learn about what it is you do is what were some of those dream jobs you had growing up as a kid?
Yeah. So for the longest time, I was going to be a hairstylist. That was probably throughout elementary school. Like midway through elementary school. And then for several Halloweens in a row, I wanted to be a firefighter. People that know me today would probably laugh at that because I would not do great in that job, but I was very determined to be a firefighter. Spoiler alert, I am not one. and then in high school, I really got to thinking I was going to be a pastor.
Gotcha.
So yeah, very wide range of jobs that I thought I was going to do. And yeah. Did not end up being any of those.
Did you have like influences for those different things? Because it is such a yeah. wide variety, which I think is really fun.
So like growing up, I was surrounded by a lot of girl cousins. And so doing hair, doing makeup, all that fun stuff. I was like, yeah, do this for my job. Firefighter, I just think it's cool profession to do. And then a pastor, my cousin TJ is actually a pastor. And I really thought God was leading me in that path. He might still be leading me in that path. I'm not sure. But I am not a pastor. But he was definitely an influence in my life during that high school time of like, maybe that is something I want to do. But that was kind of what I was surrounded by growing up.
Gotcha. That's really cool. So you gave the spoiler alert that you are none of those things.
No.
What is your actual job title now?
I'm a wedding planner.
I love it. So
yes,
I've planned my own wedding. I've gone through that. I mean, it was a while ago at this point. It was, it'll be 8 years this year. So this is very fun to think and talk about weddings. I have my like wedding display next to me. I record in our room and stuff. So I'm very excited to learn more about this. But how did you become a wedding planner?
Yeah, so I actually worked at a bridal shop in high school my junior year and fell in love with weddings. So I didn't stop at the, what is your size? What vibe do you like? All that. I went in and I noticed I was asking brides like, what are your decorations? Like, what about this? Like all this. And then I really got to thinking, I'm like, I know I don't want to go to college per se. School is very hard for me. So I was like, what about a wedding planner? And then my dad was like, maybe look at some sort of certificate because you like get more than just high school. And then I found a certificate program where I got my wedding and event planning certificate, and then kind of found my way through there and started working at venues. So weddings, I didn't never thought I was gonna be a wedding planner. I always thought it was like a fun job, but I really kind of dug more into it once I started introduced me to that like bridal world and just fell in love with it.
Oh, that's awesome. How did you get connected with working at a bridal shop?
So all of my cousins decided to get engaged at the same time. And so they were going to these appointments, and I live downtown where this shop is. So I would drive past it on my way to school, do all these things. And one of my cousins was like, "Katie, like, I think they're hiring. Like, you should go look and see that. I think you'll be good at that job." So I emailed the owner and I was like, "Hey, like, do you have an opening?" She's like, "Yeah, like, come by the shop." And then I love people and I love talking to people. So I started a week later after that email, and yeah, it was great. I loved it.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you get to try wedding dresses on?
Yes, it was my favorite part. I actually created a TikTok and it went viral. And I had like 50, like 5K on
Wow.
TikTok. I put a wheelchair in a window and it blew up. And I made this TikTok about how like wedding dress shopping and all these people come in all shapes, sizes, abilities. And I posted that on TikTok and it went completely viral overnight. And I was sitting in my high school class getting all these notifications on my phone. Like, and I'm like, and I look at it, and my math teacher was like, "Katie, I need your phone. You can't have it in class," and took it away. And I was like, "What is happening? Like, all these notifications, like, what is it from?" And I got it back after class, and I was like, "Oh my goodness, like, these are getting millions of views and likes."
Wow.
So it was very, and then very fun. And then from there, I just started trying on dresses. I was showing people like all different types of dresses. And then I created a photo shoot of different people from different colors, different abilities, different heights, like all the different types of people. And then created this massive photo shoot. And then it got posted everywhere. And it was a, being in high school, that was probably one of the coolest experiences of like my life this far. So it was awesome.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's so cool and so fun to just reveal your passion, like
Yes.
kind of organically, like having this opportunity because, you were going to these meetings with your cousins and having fun with it. And yeah, wow, that's so cool and such a fun kind of launching point
Yeah.
into where you are now as a wedding planner. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was such a fun time, and being a junior in high school and then like overnight kind of like that like little rise to fame. I like showed up the next day to high school and I looked at my friend Caitlin and I'm like, this is so weird. Like, people from all over the world are commenting on this post. It was amazing. And it kind of like very much launched me into the wedding industry.
Oh, that's so cool. Wow. That's, yeah, just amazing.
Yeah.
Taking a little detour, I guess, from that, what was
Yeah.
the certification process like?
Yeah. So it was all online and it was through Longevity, which is kind of like, it's technically a university, but it's just for wedding planning. Florals, like, you can take these different courses. And coming from someone that was in COVID and had to, in high school during COVID, and had to do all this work on the computer for 2 years, it came very natural to me to do online school. So I was meetings, like, it was very much at your own pace, and they give you 9 months to do it. And I got it done in 6 months. And I was just like, "You know what? I'm ready to go. Let's get a full-time job. I'm like, put me in it. Like, let's do this thing." But it was very much at your own pace. Ask the questions that you want to ask. Coming from someone that was in school during that COVID time, it came very easy to do that. Where I, like a lot of people, like, learning online is kind of like a new thing too. So that's kind of how I got started in the like certificate process.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. And it's unfortunate that like you have the experience of doing online
Yeah.
learning, but in this case, it seemed to come in handy.
Yes, it did.
So how long have you been a wedding planner?
So I've been a wedding planner for the last 2 years now. So ever since I got out of high school.
Wow. And do
Yeah.
you know how many couples you've worked with at this point?
Tallied up, my sister and I keep a tally of it, 142.
Oh my goodness. I had
Yes.
no clue. Wow, that's so many.
Yes, that's like Friday, Saturday, or a Sunday, like almost every weekend. But sometimes, like, I'm at the events, and sometimes I just do all the prep work. So I've been not at every single wedding, but have contributed and done their prep work up to their wedding.
Wow.
So, yeah,
So you've
lots of
kind of like
couples.
seen it all.
Yes.
I
Yes, I have.
feel like you probably have a lot of different like styles and variety and, you know, working within opinions and everything that maybe you just like gotta figure out.
Yes, very much. Like, no one knows how many opinions you have until you get engaged and you're like, I have mom, I have grandma, I have dad, I have siblings, I have friends, I have everyone's opinions, and you're like, crap, I don't know what to do with them. I don't know how I feel about any of them. What do I do? It's a
Yeah.
very overwhelming process.
Probably nice to have someone to kind of like center you and direct
Yes.
you and help you
Yes.
with your decisions, like what I imagine you're able to do.
Yes.
So yeah, I guess we can jump into what it actually looks like to be a wedding planner. What does the day-to-day look like for you?
Yeah, so a lot of the times I'm answering emails, getting correspondence on Zoom meetings, at design meetings. I'm kind of being the buffer a lot of the time between families. I am the person that a lot of the vendors are like, what's going on? What do I do? Weekdays, I'm kind of the more admin, like figuring out all those things. And then on the weekend is my favorite part is wedding day. Wedding rehearsal, wedding day, let's get it going. And especially on wedding days, I wake up and I'm like, gotta start it off with coffee. Here we go. Gotta start it off right. And then I just go in and I check on the bride. I'm like, how are you feeling? Like, what's going through your head? And then I probably talk to one of the moms at that point too. And I'm like, how are you feeling? What do you need from me? And then I get into like decorating. I get into vendor coordination, seeing if any of the vendors need my help, making sure every little detail that has ever been discussed in any single meeting I've had with the client prior is put on the table, is discussed with each person that needs to know, kind of orchestrating the day behind the scenes. And it's super cool to see every couple too and their love story and how that works with them. But like day to day is very different. And I'm a person that needs, I can't just sit there and do the same thing every day. So having that different in every single day and every single wedding is very beneficial to me, just to know that I'm not just sitting there doing one thing. It's managing emotions, managing money, managing people's feelings. And I think I like that the most about my job, is I get to meet and connect with a lot of cool people.
Yeah, you definitely have to be a people person to have this kind of job because it's such
Yes.
an emotional time. Like a lot of things come up, everything, like all the happy things, obviously, but also like feeling sad if someone can't be there or, you know, if someone has passed away or if something's not going right. Like
Yes,
there's a
there
lot
are a
of emotion.
million things. There's a million things that could go wrong on your wedding day. And I hope that the bride and groom, my job is that they don't know about any of them.
Yeah.
So it's very much problem solving on the spot is definitely my job. Like you come with me to a problem, I'm like, great, let me fix it in 5 minutes. Yes, if the florist needs my help cutting flowers, I'll be there. Like, if the bride needs me to run and she forgot like her shoes at her house, I'm running to get it. It's not for someone that likes to stick to a certain schedule or have surprises come up in their day because there is constantly full of surprises. And emotions are a huge thing of like Yes, that person said something really mean to me, but it's an emotional day and a very stressful day, and I'm not gonna take it to heart. Very much of like, I had to learn that very quickly of like, you know what? You're stressed. I'm not gonna take that to heart.
Yeah, there's
Yeah.
just so much that goes into a wedding and like the whole planning side of things. So you mentioned that you would be setting up meetings and talking to vendors and emailing and whatnot. I'm sure it varies based on the couple, but what are like some examples of those details that you might be helping a couple with?
Yeah, so a lot of the times couples come to me and they're like, "Hey, I have no idea what I want at my wedding. I saw this on TikTok, I saw this on Pinterest. Can you figure out how to make this happen?" And I'm like, "Sure, I would love to." So I do a lot of vendor coordination of like I search for vendors that they might be interested in, getting their price point, getting what's included, reading the contract, deciding whether this should be an option for the couple to choose from, or if I'm not gonna even bother with them, and definitely not for this couple, but maybe a future couple. A lot of the times, also, too, is developing their sense of style for the wedding because they're like, "Okay, my favorite color is blue. Can I have a blue wedding?" I'm like, "Okay, yeah, you can have a blue wedding,
Where do we
but
go from there?
where, like, just in your bridesmaids' dresses, just in your floral, or do you want like tablecloth, table runners, napkins, all blue?" Because I've done that before and it looks great, but like, what is your vision? And like, it can be very overwhelming for people to, you have all these ideas and all these opinions, and all like, too many ideas can sometimes be as harmful as not enough ideas.
Right.
So I'm trying to narrow down what they really want in their wedding. And then kind of going from there is, okay, who can provide that? So is it a decorator who has all these rentals that you can choose from? Is it that DJ that plays that specific music? Or is it that photographer that has that sense of style of editing that you like? But here are their price points. If that's what's most important to you, do you want to spend more money on the food or less money on the food, more on the photographer? And just kind of because people don't know, this is probably their first time getting married. Where do we go? Like, they don't know what's going on. Like, trying to like almost be their crutch for the day
Sure,
and
yeah.
during that process too.
So, do you typically start then with like a budget to move you forward from that point so you know how to allocate those different funds?
Yes. So budgeting is probably the most important thing for weddings. So my first initial meeting I have with couples, I'm like, "Okay, what is the top three most important things on your wedding day? Is it your photographer? Is it your DJ? Is it your food? Is it your dessert? Is it how it looks? Is it where it is? Is it who's there? Like, what is that?" And then usually the bride will show me their Pinterest board and be like, "Here you go. I want this. Can it be in my budget?" And so if it's not in their budget, I'm trying to find alternatives. So it can maybe we can still have something like that, but maybe it's in a different way or less floral because floral is expensive, or less dessert. Or different types of dessert, but you still have dessert. Or a big trend right now is late night snack. So you want pizza, okay, but you want to order from a restaurant that is like a family-owned restaurant. That's going to be more expensive than getting it from Little Caesars. So it's where you want your money to go to. And a lot of times people don't understand quite what goes all into a wedding and how much weddings actually cost. Because weddings now are very expensive. So if you want your wedding day to feel expensive, look expensive, and you have the budget for it, amazing, great, let's do it. But a lot of the times couples come to me like, "Here's my budget. Can you figure out what to do?" And I'm like, "Yes, I can, but there's gonna be a little give and take here because all of this cannot happen with that budget, and that's okay, but let's find an alternative."
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And I'm sure you just have to become so familiar with all of these different vendors that are out there. Like, do
Yes.
you have just this huge catalog of vendors?
Yeah. So I have a full Google Doc, full and categorized and color coordinated of all these DJs, all these florists, and what range their prices are for how many hours or what florals and all this. And I keep this huge spreadsheet of like, so I don't have to go and email them again, like, hey, can you remind me of this quote or what you did for that? So I can use it for my other couples to be like, okay, here's three florists that are in your budget that we discussed that we took from your bigger budget. Where do you want to go from there? And it's just like, I feel like I'm in a Wikipedia full of information of all the West Michigan vendors ever. Like, you could ask me for a recommendation on one, I'd be like, okay, here you go. Here's his number and his contact information.
Yeah, you just have to be this like fount of knowledge of all
Yes,
things
yes.
wedding related. Do you have like a radius that you work within, like that you're willing to
So,
travel?
yes. So, willing to travel without any extra pay or like overnight stay. So, like, if I'm traveling outside of like, I think 50 miles, my contract says, then there's additional cost to that. But I usually like to stay in the West Michigan area because I know a lot of vendors from there and I know the people and I know the spots. So I like to stay there, but I would love to go into more like out of state, out of country. Like, where, what does that look like? That is probably something that I will be doing in the future. But for right now, staying in the West Michigan radius is what I'm doing.
Oh, that's cool. That, I mean, it would be fun like someday to be at a destination wedding or
Yeah,
whatever
like in
and
Italy.
yeah.
Like, yes, sign me up. I would love to do
Make a
that.
little vacation out of the trip. Oh, that's so cool. So you're at like you're taking this vision, you're taking someone's budget. Is it challenging sometimes to work with maybe a vision you're less familiar with, or how does that creative side of things come together?
Yeah, so ever since I was little, like, I was always painting. I was always like, it just comes to in my head. And I'd like trying to explain it to my sister who's not like this, and she needs to see it and like understand like what colors go with what, where I'm like, I can just picture it in my head and I know it just goes together. I know what the trends are, and that's usually where couples go of like, right now baby's breath is huge for floral. So if you're telling me you love baby's breath, great. I have so many pictures on my Pinterest. Probably you have so many pictures on your Pinterest of what you want that's baby's breath. So when I get maybe a different request from a bride of like, I had a bride that wanted to do like a full gothic Halloween wedding. And I'm like, okay, I've never done this before, but I'm excited what we come up with. And I feel like using tools like Pinterest, where it's so easy and so fun to just create a Pinterest board of like, this would be kind of fun for that type of wedding. But it's also figuring out what vendor is able to do that, because not every vendor wants to, that has, can make a black cake with black frosting and have 100 black cupcakes. Not every vendor is able to do that, or different stuff like that, of like finding the right people in the right positions to kind of execute it.
Right.
So it can be a little difficult, especially if I get a really different request. I'm like, we're gonna have to meet on this one a few more times than my regular brides, but I'm all game for it. We just kind of have to figure it out.
Yeah. So when it comes to working with a couple, do you have a set number of times that you're meeting with them, or what does it look like to, sign your contract? I'm your wedding planner. Let's move
Yeah.
forward.
So my first initial meeting is free. Like, I'm like, hey, if I meet with you either via Zoom or in person and you think I'll be a great fit, great. But if not, no worries. That's okay. Find a person that fits what you want in your day. And then I have different packages. So like, they can pick from just ceremony, reception, and ceremony. Like the full coordination from venue to end of day, end of your wedding day type package. And then going from that in the contract, after you sign it, there's a certain amount of times per month you can meet with me. But if there is something like, hey, this came up and I don't know what to do about it, and it's a quick email, text, call, I unlimited. Like, you can, as long as you understand my boundary of like, hey, at this time I'm with my family, I am on vacation, or this, and don't expect me to respond within 10 minutes. Or if I have a vacation response on, respect that. But there isn't like a super set time. Like, I don't time my meetings at all. If it takes us an hour and a half to figure out what color you want your bridesmaid dresses, great. If it takes you 2 seconds, you're like, I want them this and this color, great. Like, I will support you whenever you need it, because everyone is different and different support is needed in different places, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. It's good to know that it's for all kinds of planners, like whether you're as the couple, like whether you're someone who's got a lot of ideas or not a lot of ideas, like you're just there to be the support and execute all of those different ideas.
Yeah, for sure. It's very, I would say, time consuming sometimes to be like, okay, we have met for now 3.5 hours. How are you feeling in this moment? Let's do an emotion check. Are you feeling like you got stuff done? What do you want to work on in our next meeting in 3 weeks? Do you need a meeting before that? Do you just need me to do certain things and let you know how they go? So it's very like go with the flow to a certain point. Like, I'll structure our meetings by things you need to get done by a certain month, but I'm not gonna force you to be like, okay, it's an hour. My time's up with you. Don't talk to me until our next meeting. That's not how, like, the hospitality person in me is like, let's talk to them for another 3 hours.
Yeah, you want to have a good relationship going, like, especially if you are at the wedding, because you mentioned that you're not always at the wedding.
So I do some like pre-work. So, like, if I have a couple and it's like I have something planned that day, I have other coordinators that I have and can then hire or assign their wedding day, but I do all the pre-work for it and they just execute that day. So it's a lot of it's going through me. And then usually I'm the person, there's only a few times where I can't be there. Like my sister's wedding day, like I would love to be there for you, but I gotta be there for my sister. So, like, yes, I would love to do all the pre-work with you, but I have trusted people to finish it out.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, that totally makes sense. And good to have that support system and that team. Are those other people like their own independent wedding planners that kind of sub in, or how do you find those people?
So, working in the wedding industry for so long, I know a lot of people, and I am very young for what I am doing, and I know that. And so, I have a lot of friends that are in the event program at different colleges that are like, oh my gosh, like if that wedding's in the summer, I would love to take it. And I like, they're kind of almost like partnering with me and like, I'll do all the pre-work. Here you go for the rest of the event. Some of them are still in college and have their own business, or some of them have their own business but aren't very busy during that time. And I'm like, hey, can you step in for this? But they're all contracted under my contract. So usually it's people my age and that are in college for the event or hospitality that kind of take on and finish out the rest of the night.
So, with working with 142 different couples so far in the past 2-ish years, like a little over two, how many might you be working on at a time?
So it really depends. Weddings, people like to say that they're seasonal. In West Michigan, they are definitely seasonal. So we see the busy time starting in March, so around this time, and go probably until the end of November, until like you have that like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all of that, where people are so busy they don't want their wedding around there. So during those months of like busy, busy, busy work, it's like nonstop meetings, different appointments with different vendors. But kind of during the January, February time is a lot of like catching up. Maybe let's take a vacation during this time. Maybe let's do something for myself during this time, because I know as soon as I get into busy season, it's go, go, go 100% all the time. So taking time so I don't get burnt out is very huge for me, because the wedding industry is a very burnt out industry. Someone can work in it for 1 to 2 years and is like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore, because it is a weird schedule, and there it is a lot of weekends. Like, weddings are on weekends. So having that quiet time, yes, but I feel like that's very much like a, you have to have a state that snows, that has the four seasons to have that in that busy time. But at a time, I would say during the busy time, I would say 2 to 3 weddings a month.
Okay.
So at the same time, it depends on when they sign my contract. But I give them what they need until they need me again. And then I'm like, okay, work on this. Get back to me when you have that done. And then let's have a meeting about it, and then work on this. So at a time, I can probably have up to 10, 12 weddings, but per month is probably 2 or 3.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. And so helpful to just have someone know what timelines you're supposed to be working on. I feel
Yeah.
like that was one of my struggles in planning a wedding, was knowing like how soon am I really supposed to do this? I feel like I'm doing this way too soon, or there's those ebbs
Yeah.
and flows of what timeline actually makes sense. I'm curious. I feel like I've heard that, venues are going so fast and you have to get engaged for like, and you're engaged for so long to just to get your venue, or you get your venue before you're engaged. Like,
Yeah.
what's that all
Yeah.
about right now?
So right now it's kind of crazy, because after COVID, I was explaining this to one of my coworkers, is like during that COVID for like around 2 years, people weren't dating, people weren't seeing each other, so people then weren't getting engaged. So there's a lull in weddings probably for 2024 and half of 2025. So we're kind of seeing that weddings slow down. I'm not saying there are not going to be outliers that have got engaged and want to plan their wedding and are like a month of like, here is what I want, and plan their whole wedding within a month, and it's a year to 2 years out. But there are people that have booked with me 2 years in advance,
Wow.
that have their wedding 2 years in advance. And some of them are engaged and some of them are not engaged, which is a
Wow.
very foreign thing. And I think because of COVID, it was very uncertain. So people are like, okay, let's plan it so long in the future where this COVID's gonna blow over. So there was a lot of weddings in 2022, 2023. All the COVID brides, plus the brides that were planning on getting married in 2022 and 2023. So we were on a national average looking at the most weddings that have ever happened during that time period, like
Wow.
during those years. So it is a very like different people are going to do different things. But I would say in Michigan, people are now booking when they're not engaged yet, or they're having their wedding a year to 2 years out.
Yeah.
And they just got engaged and have a long engagement.
Yeah.
It's very rarely like, okay, our wedding's in 8 months. Can we book a venue then? Very rarely.
Is the venue the biggest thing that is what's holding people up
Yeah.
in like the long engagement stage?
Yes. So, especially in Michigan right now, there are venues popping up very quickly. But not every venue is everyone's vibe or what they're going for, and at the price point they want. So if you can get a deal by booking 2 years in the future, that might be worth it for some people. Or where can we save money when? So a lot of it is the event dependent on the venue, because your venue also depends on the date. So what dates are available? And certain people, like I had a bride that her dad passed away a few years ago, and they want their wedding on a certain date in 2026, but they're engaged now and are ready to book in 2026.
Wow.
So a lot of people are also looking for those special dates that are like 09, 26, 26. So September 26 in 2026. Like those dates are a lot of the time people are waiting for, because you're having your anniversary for the rest of your life. You want it to be a, like some people want it to be a fun number.
Yeah.
So definitely those like double numbers, or like I had a bride that wanted to do it on 12, 23, 23, 1, 2, 3, and like all this stuff where I'm like, I would have never thought about that, but I'm glad that someone thinks that's cool. Like, so a lot of those dates get taken in the future a lot. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that for myself either. We did go to a wedding that was on New Year's Eve, and that was kind of fun to have. Like, it was, I think, a Thursday, but it was still really fun to be celebrating and like be at a party, but it's a wedding.
Yes, we have someone that I know wants to book a, because New Year's Eve is on a Tuesday this year in 2024, and they want to book it because it's New Year's Eve. And I'm like, a Tuesday wedding because it's New Year's Eve. To me, I'm like, oh my goodness, like I don't think I would have thought of that. But hey, like
Yeah.
I'm in for anything, so
Yeah. I mean, people have their own ideas and everything. And like, I was so set on having a Friday wedding for some reason. And we got married when we were still in college. So we needed to get married in the summer. And I was planning on being a teacher. So having an anniversary in the summer also made sense. And yeah, I understand where people are coming from, but I'm really not that creative to think that far ahead with like cool dates.
Right. And there, again, like there's only so many of them per year that those, like, people are going to wait for those dates, especially if it has to do with the year. So people are going to wait for those dates if they're getting engaged now. So like people are definitely booking very far in advance or before they're engaged.
Are any of the other vendors kind of that time specific?
I think for different people, photographers are. So if you have a very popular photographer for your area and you want them, you're probably going to reach out to the photographer first before the venue and be like, hey, when are you available? And kind of see which venue has those dates available. It just, again, kind of goes back to depending on what's most important to you. If your photographer is like, make or break it for you, then you're going to choose the venue that has that date available. DJs usually aren't, florists usually aren't. It's usually the photographer, videographer, and venue that kind of choose that and are very dependent on date and availability.
So when you're working on all of these different details and trying to pull things together, you mentioned that some of your meetings take place over Zoom or you're meeting in person with people. Like where does your work take place when you're planning?
So a lot of it takes place where I am right now, which is my dad's former office. I also am a person that can't sit still for too long and needs to be doing something or have a change of scenery. So I will go to a coffee shop, or if my sister's like, hey, I need to work on my wedding, do you have work you need to do? And I'm like, yeah, I do. Like, let's go to the coffee shop. A lot of the times it takes place there. But also kind of finding time wherever I'm available to and where I am during my day. So I will read emails while I am at the gym walking on the treadmill. I usually meet with couples always like in an office setting because that's where I'm the most focused and have my information readily available to me. But wherever I am, I need to be like doing something, like fidgeting with something, have a change of scenery.
And as you know, someone who's working with a lot of different aspects and creative aspects too, like, do you get inspired by what's around you, or like, does it is it helpful to be, I don't know, where it's lively.
So kind of all around me, I see so much inspiration too. And then also too is like, I think looking at other weddings or like attending other weddings for me are super cool because like I'm not working a wedding at that point. I'm invited to a wedding. So I get a lot of inspiration through other people's wedding that I'm actually attending where I don't have to work. Same with like colors and how colors go together. I'm a very like, I can always imagine it in my head of what colors go with what patterns go with this, and what different words cue different patterns or colors for me. But I always love like going like during springtime, during fall, like, okay, these are like the natural colors that the earth provides. Obviously, they go together. Let's kind of see where that goes. And just like seeing what people wear, what colors they pair together. I'm like, that's interesting. Could it be a florist that could be doing that and putting it into a bouquet? Maybe.
Oh,
So
yeah.
definitely everywhere I am, I think I look for inspiration of like what I need to do for a bride. Like if they love purple, if they love blue, I'm gonna probably go to the beach, see a sunset, being like, oh, maybe this goes together. Or seeing it in person or going to like the rental place and being like, I need to sit out on the table. Let's see if these actually go together and I'm not just making it up in my head. It's
Yeah.
a lot of the time how that works.
Yeah, I definitely don't process that way. And it's so cool that you can just take all of these different resources that are not necessarily related to weddings, like looking at a sunset and just getting inspiration for color palettes. That's so cool. I wish I could do that. But I'm glad there's people like you who can carry out a vision then for someone like me who couldn't dream that up.
Yes, yeah.
I feel like you've talked a lot about different things you really love about your job. Is there anything you feel like you haven't mentioned yet about just why you really love your job?
I think being in the wedding industry for 2.5 years, obviously, there are people that have been in the wedding industry for far longer than I have. And I think it's really cool to kind of hear what they've done and experiences they had, or like if they had a really like bridezilla, quote unquote. And I'm like, you know what? I had one of those too. How did you handle it? I think there's a lot of great mentors that I have had personally of like, okay, how did you handle this situation? How did you respond to that email? Because what I want to say and what I should say is very different. So I think it's so cool to see where people are at with what's provided for them and being like, hey, did you have this experience with this vendor? Or what did you do in this situation? Or what color did you put with this? Because I would have never thought about that. Like, I would never think to put an ivory napkin on a white linen, but it looks cute in a lot of circumstances. So, like, seeing and being very collaborative with other people in the wedding industry, because at the end of the day, we just want to make people happy on their wedding day. And getting so, especially last year in 2023, when we were seeing the remnants of those COVID brides, I was very much like, got to get this done. Let's do this. I'm only looking forward. And I wasn't living in the present. And I, one day, one of my coworkers was like, Katie, just think about what you have done. Like, you have done these many weddings, and a lot of them are very hard weddings. Like, think about that you not only set up the tables, but you also took that pressure off the mom so she couldn't enjoy her day with the bride. So, like, taking a step back and realizing that this is a day that a lot of people are going to remember forever, and you made it all happen. No matter how many stressful calls I got the day before or how many meetings I had to go to with them, I'm like, it's so cool that I was part of something way bigger than I could have thought. It's my favorite part about my job. And it took me a year to really think about that and step back because I feel like I was just so consumed of getting through the busy season that I didn't really step back and be like, I pull off a lot of cool weddings this year. And dealt with a lot of difficult situations and got through it without the bride knowing. And it that is like so cool to me.
Yeah, I'm sure that feels like just such a big win when it's like you have no idea what problems arose because you could just enjoy your day and I could take care of it. Like, oh, that's just such
Yes.
a relief to be able to provide. Do you have any like standout, this was a huge problem type of examples?
Yeah. So I had a wedding this past October and I was so excited for it. I was like, this is awesome. I know this couple personally. Like, I know all the vendors. This is the dream team. I'm like, great. So day of, I go to this bakery that I was supposed to pick up the cake from and all these cupcakes, and I had a list of everything I needed. And I go in there and I'm listing these off. I'm like, today's gonna be a great day. I got my coffee at Bigby. Let's do this thing. And they're like, we have something to tell you. And I'm like, what? That you're gonna bring it out to my car for me? Like, yes, let's get this thing going. And they're like, so in transit from our other store, the cupcakes rolled over and all of them are ruined. And I said, okay. That's okay.
Oh,
Like,
my word.
and the thing, it cupcakes are cupcakes. Like, it's not the wedding cake. And that's always looking for the positive spin on it. But when I tell you that the dessert table had like a shining light from the venue on it, of like, this was like a design piece. Like, this, they centered a lot of their money and attention onto this dessert table. It's so weird to say, is like, because a lot of people are like, oh, dessert is dessert, like a piece of cake. But this couple wanted their desserts. They were dessert people. And they wanted this huge display. And I was just like, great, like, I'm like, let's do this. And they told me that about these cupcakes. And I'm like, crap. There's 150 cupcakes. It wasn't like 20. It was
Right.
150 cupcakes. And I'm like,
Oh, wow.
at this point, it was 9 a.m. and their reception was at 5:30. So I'm like, you have, I'm like, okay, let's think about solutions together. I'm like, could you remake the cupcakes? Like, yes, the frosting's ruined, but could you scrape the frosting off? Like, I understand if this isn't like what you usually do or like your like routine for this situation, but let me tell you about this couple and why I need you to do this. Like, if this is something that is like not okay to do, let me know. But like, I don't care if they're not completely perfect, but if you get them there, and there's 10 different flavors, so it's not like they were all vanilla cupcakes. And I was just like, crap. And then I'm going off my list. I'm in this place was like 20 minutes away from the venue, so it wasn't like an hour away. And they're like, okay, it'll be done by 2 o'clock. I'm like, okay, their ceremony starts at 2 o'clock. So I can't quite get there, but I will figure it out. And through a lot of community, let me tell you, I have a very good family at home. And I texted my sister, I was like, this is what's going on. Can you believe my day? Like, not thinking like they would do anything. And someone from my family drove over and was like, I'll pick up the cupcakes for you. Like, let's do this. And I'm like, thank you. But I was going through the list and I was like, they had like three different cakes. One was the big cake that they would for their cutting cake, and they forgot a cake. They forgot to make a whole cake. And I'm like, listen, is there any way you could sh like I go to their like refrigerator that they have all these like cakes that people could just buy. I'm like, could you scrape off this purple frosting and put white frosting on it? I don't care what flavor it is. This looks like the cake that most resembles it. Could you do this? And they're like, we can try. I'm like, that's all I ask. That's all I ask. Like, just try. And I w had to worry about the ceremony. I had to do all this stuff. And I just was like, just try. I'll take what I have now and we'll figure it out. It ended up being a very wonderful dessert. Great. And everything went fine. And the bride never knew. And I was like, thank
Wow.
goodness, because they're spending thousands of dollars on this dessert, huge dessert table. And it was like a charcuterie board type dessert table. So it was massive. And I was just like, this just needs to work.
Yeah,
This just
it
needs to work. And it did. And I was like, Thank goodness. And like during that same bride also had the issue of her wedding dress, like the seam of the ripper or zipper ripped. And I heard it and I'm like, oh my gosh, please let that just be like the underlace. Like, nope, sure enough, was not. And I'm like, okay, I'm not an expert sewer by all means. But I'm like, you know, I watched my grandma, like, how hard could this be? And I am hand sewing this zipper, like needle all in, trying to
Wow.
figure this same bride. And I'm like,
Oh
you know
my
what?
word.
It's gonna be totally fine. I sewed her into this dress. There's no way this dress was coming off without something ripping. And so I'm like sewing her, and I'm like, Peyton, you look great. You're aw like affirmations after affirmations. I'm like, you're awesome. Like, this is gonna be okay. Like, it looks amazing. And we get her zipped up and everything goes fine. I'm like, just get this through the
Yep.
night. Just has to hold on. We're good. Stuff
Wow.
like that, I think, comes up a lot in weddings, but having something be a focal point of what the bride and groom are looking forward to just magnifies the issue 10 times more.
Oh, for sure.
So managing that and then managing my own emotions of like, oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But having that positive, like, you know what? It's okay. I was like, it's not the cutting cake. It's not the cutting cake. And that's really the main photos they're getting. It's just, it's not the cutting cake. We have the cutting cake. And training my brain of always thinking for the positive, because if you get stuck on what's going wrong, you're missing out on most of the stuff that's going right.
Wow. I just can't even imagine having to process that on your own and be assertive. You had to just take charge and be like, okay, bakery, you need to fix this. This isn't
Yeah.
okay. We're not just going to be without our entire dessert for the guests and without a whole cake. Like, having that characteristic of being assertive, but also staying positive and like trying to keep the situation under
Yeah.
control and staying
And
calm, cool, and collected.
like, it's not the people that are working at the bakery's fault. It's not the people that were handing me the cupcakes' fault.
Yeah.
So, like, I think a lot of times people are gonna take their anger out on the people that tell them the bad news when they're not necessarily the people that created the bad news. So, I always look at it no matter what's going wrong. Usually, a lot of the times, it's not the exact person's fault that is telling me what's going on. And so, being a kind person and being like, let's figure out a different option. Let's see what we can come up with, and being that collaborative person that's not always like, you know what, you're doing a sucky job, you're wrong, I demand you to do this. It's like, okay, I'm on your team, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
And that goes, I feel like, with any job of like, okay, let's figure this out together, instead of you suck at your job, you're doing this wrong, like all this, that's only going to create bad things. And being like, okay, that was a mistake. And that sucks. It really does suck. And thank you for telling me, because I know it was probably hard to look at me and tell me that 150 cupcakes are now destroyed. And so, kind of being that person of like, you know what? It's okay. Let's figure out a solution. I'm not going to get mad at you and rage at you. But let's
Yeah.
figure it out. And if you're willing to help collaborate with me, so we're going to figure out a solution.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
very mature and very I think what a lot of people should aspire to do in tough situations and stressful situations, but unfortunately not how a lot of people respond. So, I'm
Yeah.
glad that
Yeah.
you're bringing that to the table because I'm sure there's a lot of other crazy stories, maybe not that crazy. But maybe even crazier. I don't know. You
Yes,
never
yeah.
know what could happen on a wedding day.
Right.
So
Right.
other than like the obvious hiccups as being a realistic challenge, I feel like you mentioned a few others of, sticking within a budget and trying to be creative with a vision. Are there any other realistic challenges about what you do?
Yeah, so a lot of the times when you think of weddings, You always hear, oh, they're bridezilla or stuff like that. Of course, there are people like that and there are brides like that, but not every bride is like that. And coming in with a positive mindset, like, you're only as good as what you prep. So, like, if you're prepping these people to be like the worst people or the worst bride you ever had, you're gonna get that outcome. So, the realistic challenges of you're gonna deal with difficult people, but what are you gonna do to make your life easier? Are you gonna just say, you know what? I don't think this is working out. I appreciate you wanting me to do this, but maybe it's not working out between us and me being your wedding planner. Or is it really sitting down? Or it's probably not the bride, and it's probably the bride's mom or dad or relative that's being such a pain. And like figuring out where this hurt is coming from is like, is the mom living through the bride? Or is the grandma wanting things to be so traditional? Or what is it coming from? Because maybe there's a compromise and maybe there's not a compromise, and you're like, you know what? It's their wedding day. At the end of the day, they're going to be married. And that's what's most important. So just the people, and like, you have to expect the people from different walks of life and different situations. And also, like, not every bride is made out of money. So you are also dealing with a budget from $5,000 all the way to $80,000. So where are you fitting into that? And I'm not going to suggest to a bride to have a florist that every bouquet is $500. That's not feasible for them. So like budgeting, like you always, once you get engaged and you're like, okay, what's our budget? Like, you're dealing with that money portion a lot of the times. And then to go with like the money and the people is the emotions of the people. So you are constantly dealing with good emotions. It's exciting. You want to be married. You love the engagement period, but there's also some people that don't love the engagement period where it brings up bad feelings or like they're missing someone, like you said, like the person that their grandma's not there, their mom's not there, like someone is missing from who they ideally, growing up for a lot of brides, are like the ideal wedding, the princess wedding that I imagined. And that person isn't fitting into that because they're not here anymore. Or I had a falling out with that friend, they're not a bridesmaid anymore. Or where are we going for that emotional piece of like, I can only afford this, can this realistically work? And sometimes you have to have those tough conversations that are like, okay, maybe this isn't gonna work, but also offering an opportunity to throw out another idea, because I'm not a person that wants to just say no to people. Let's say maybe not that option, but here's this option. Always offering some sort of option that maybe is more affordable or a compromise between like the grandma or mom or dad or whoever of their opinion and what they want in the day. And that is like very realistic of like a wedding planner from trying to figure out and navigating the people, the money, the emotions of what comes with weddings. And it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. You're coordinating so many different aspects, and it's a collaboration with the couple, obviously. But by providing those different options for them, you're just making them feel hopefully comfortable and affirmed, and maybe think about things they never thought about in how to make it all work out together or how to cope with different things. So, yeah, it's there's a lot going on.
Yes, yeah, very much.
Oh, so before we go, I'm wondering if you have any advice for someone who is interested in pursuing becoming a wedding planner.
Yeah, I think as young as I am and how I got into it, I was not okay with criticism for the longest time. And by the longest time, I mean like the first year I started doing it. And there's going to be criticism in every single job you do, no matter if you're 50 years old or 21 years old. Like, there's going to be criticism of how you do your job and what you do for your job. And just being okay with people saying that and realizing where those people are coming from. And if it's a good criticism, taking that and being like, you know what, I do need to work on that. And that's okay. But what steps am I going to do to manage that and not take it so to heart? Because that was my, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. And through these past 2.5 years, maybe not wearing it so much on my sleeve and like, you know what, I'm cool, calm, collective, and I will be okay. And thank you for that suggestion. But let's see where I am. And is that a trait that I'm willing to compromise in? And going with that, like asking for help. So I am not, I'm one person and cannot do everything. And I will be the first person to admit when I'm wrong, because I do feel like there's definitely a power in knowing that you're wrong, but also an even greater power in admitting it. So if I am wrong on something, or there's a vendor that I told yes to that shouldn't have said yes to during the wedding day, and something comes up, I'll be like, you know what? I'm sorry, that was on me. And I think it shows a lot of professionalism, but I also think it shows that you can be trusted and that, yeah, that sucked that I made that mistake, but what can I learn from it and what can I do from it? And it kind of goes hand in hand with like managing that professional attitude too. It's like, yeah, you're meeting with these people so often that they feel like your friends, but they are still your clients. Like, I would love to come to all these family things, but you know what? I'm your wedding planner and you've told me all of your emotional family stuff, and I feel connected with you because we are human and we feel connected. But where's my boundary and where's that professional line? Because it is very hard to create that boundary and being okay with also saying no. Because as much as I am not a no person, there's some points where I need to be a no person and be like, you know what, that's my boundary and I'm going to say no to that.
I feel like you've just given a lot of like really good life advice in applying it to what it is that you do, because you do have to work with so many different types of people and you're creating those boundaries because it's an emotional industry, and learning how to, take the criticism and respond professionally. Like, those are all just really good life advice pieces. I'm wondering if you have just one more, your best piece of life advice to pass along to our listeners.
Yeah, I would say, and I heard this on a different podcast, and I wish I heard it in high school because that's when I most needed to hear it. But it's live as you were called in the season you're in. So in my season right now, I'm a young wedding planner, but in 4 years from now, my life is going to be different. It's going to look different. But where am I being called and what am I being called to do? And what am I going to do when I'm being called? So, like in this season, I'm being called to be a wedding planner and I'm being called to help a lot of people. But in high school, when I was a junior at the bridal shop, I was called to help those people that didn't feel like they had a voice in the bridal industry and would come in for appointments and not find a dress that was in their size or didn't see models that were in their same skin color or a model that had was in a wheelchair. Like, what are some accessible things that they could do? So I was being called in that season to do that. And right now I'm being called to be a wedding planner in West Michigan. And what does that look like for couples that I am serving? And it's going to be totally different from maybe even a few months from now. So what am I doing in that season that I'm called to be in?
That's so good. That's so good. And you kind of like mentioned that even a little bit earlier when you were talking about trying to be present. Like, you were working with so many weddings and like getting caught up in it all and just being present in this season that you're in and like just soaking it all up for what it is and why you're doing it right now. And
Yeah.
that's for you is because you feel like you're called to be helping these couples and serving them right now. And it sounds like you're very good at it. I mean, sounds like you would be an amazing wedding planner. If I were doing a vow renewal or something, like I'd hit you up.
Thank you.
But thank you so much. I have really enjoyed our conversation and learning what it's like to be a wedding planner. I mean, you wear a lot of hats and it sounds like a lot of fun. I feel like people, maybe have that assumption that, oh, weddings, it's such a fun industry. But you gotta be like, you gotta have your act together.
Yeah, you definitely have to have your act together. You have to know the schedule, but be flexible with the schedule. It's an emotional roller coaster for sure. And just being okay with it being an emotional roller coaster, and maybe when you're starting feeling all those feelings, but how to manage those feelings is a whole new ball game.
Oh, thank you for taking us along on some of that journey. And yeah, again, sharing what it is that you do.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was fun.
Thanks for joining me this week. Being able to share your stories is what I love. We all have different journeys to get to where we are today. And for Katie, she had an experience working in a bridal shop during high school that launched her into a career of wedding planning. I still look back on our wedding day with so much joy, and my husband and I just celebrated 8 years together. And while marriage isn't a wedding, it still is a way to celebrate with those you love, to feel special and supported, and create a day that you'll remember forever, whatever that looks like for you. And a wedding planner can be a piece of that puzzle if it just seems too overwhelming to bring your vision to life. And Katie so clearly cares about her clients and the work she does. So if you care about your job and would like to share more about it, send me an email at Heidi@jobtitlepodcast.com or head to jobtitlepodcast.com for more information. Thanks again. Until next time.